And where are you from?
Chalkeetsik, mostly from Black River.
Have you lived here all of your life?
Yes.
You're a reverend in what particular church?
Episcopal Church.
And how long have you done that?
I was ordained. I was first ordained in 1958, a deacon. Then the second I was ordained priest in 1962, both in Fort Yukon.
Is Chalkeetsik your group of people? Is this where mostly you hold your services, or have you traveled other places too?
I traveled to other places like United States and Canada, and down southern United States and all the way to New York. This is mostly for training.
Now, the story that you're going to tell us today, which particular story will you start with? Can you give us the title?
Well, the title of the story is The Man in the Moon. The old story, old Indian story.
Where did you learn this story?
Well, I learned it from my father and other old peoples many years ago when I was young.
When was the story generally told?
This story is from the early time before white people came into this country.
What is the purpose of this particular story?
Well, the story, the sum of the story is they use it for young people. They teach their young children how to go out into the woods and do a lot of things in both summer and winter time. Their story is teaching or get some wisdom where they grow into the manhood. Then they use this story. They use it for many other things for their living. Training sheds a high shiver and a tenate. I training sheet a very quantity track. Nichi Shadin Jacob Quantak air quantak is a quantis at Tan Quakey Court, Licochinis Eight, Chucky a quantak, there are Tihon Sant air, not a severe quantak, Tihta Quicket Vago Haltak. Training and a trick quarry. I can wit it is of a hunnag only. It's a can just a quantai gasha, keg which at a takan diver, yeah. Cosa keg which at a quay at a takan dizer. Ni ka or gehen dances a dequay at a takan diet a tax cookie, the nets a keg one tax, I take cookie to quay in the via and I say yan diver. It's a Jason Jen. But then he can rehearse it. What's the engine rehearse? Is it Nick Carver? Such a hack, eh? Tear hack, eh? I tear, but such a slack, nee, tears of such a slack, eh? I just said Sun Dinja, Sun Hillia, never. But let any carver and a queen that's out there under her children. I have a such a late history, eh? Weil ich keinen Schießer, was sagt hier eine Hittigse? Was sagt hier eine Hittigse? Was sagt hier qua in? Ach, er geht ja wie ihr, was sagt nach Abra, ne? Er ist ja kein Schießer. Die, was sagt das ja, ist dann hell, ja. Er ist ja dann ein Schatz, ja, ne, aber, ne? Also, Achaire, ve I traika he qua. Chi chera, chi ja ko tu yen la chi ja ye ne sa. Et e chera ne. Et che is. I wat zeicha. Et la sa tsonen ja ko shin lera cha ku ri ne sa et che is. O en le shizer, de trin chu ko ne. Trin chu khara. I check in that genre. What the teacher is getting can you go and hire is that Georgia that Dolly Guizzi? What's that quite a tagninil cleguna? What's that a tagninil old hitter? What's that a lagoga qua? Aitza. Is it got son here? Get a hit and never in it. Dear Hanita, ne? O de se da ein eitza hi se don ja ja hed nevra ne. Ako za eze gen ja kik a tise. Se gu git oya so ki yo neza. Ne ji trein hol he, nen vea je ku ji trein hol he. De tise za da hana. Ai de tak in ji ze tise. Se gu n zi git a kik a tigo ra ne. Ko zara je san drin re. Et e shetsa he hali izjigre. Shetsa he hali izjigre. Et e sha o trevtsa hi sha teni kuin da ton cha. Tu le chuk ton haka niaz. A sha kik a ti. E jik to sha kik a ti. Gujer kik a chi li kore. Khan here. Totlan gen ta gun dat gujer. Tneka naher kokir helchi aisa arta hakikil nait nik ya thako kahan ka shar koki helchi korki tak yantaruk nan vyaje kuj ko ka khoy ki tak holge ku ne ki tak Kunke chake kuneki tak satrakin kinchi take a con lejik eat takrukoqua and kiyunkiqua and a hare. Veshi salt unkarat kilt za clear in it. I resake it zanli. At the dere Kia in a high chicken oak quah no dear shake and I didn't judge a tiger or dear shazitre. The deer in it. Villictory. Villictory. Yet an end, did you can eat about the gin, her own tat litter or did you die her a shade of the deer or any? I got a shack of venture quiz on. Gaventure quiz soda. Naki hin chicks, got a jacot on here. Naki hin chicks, as you go, naki hin chicks. I'd like a hun here. Get says a tiny naked hin check the shaham tiny hush ill little gunner. All right, tiny hush ill little high. Han here's a bachal canard, Zakurani. A bachal canard, Zakta. Chitty, the anard, Zakja, you net. Ya han tucked. Chuck on that tray you. Go check on the yit legwa and the hitler, clear train and sell. Vicky charity tea. A ye hilt said a hire. A ne is a cagnan del qua. No when in it did sit in. Ja never in it. No when in it did it. No hot key again, jet no when in it did. Ja never. I got that. It there. Et e gwezhek wad zaih gien che llagri lad chagil tien gwr hannu. Ai, deshi kwari. Ac wad za ai dien ji yidza gien chi. Ne e de ji wad zaih gien lad za talja da tien ai. Et e dat san lai gwn za don ja kwa chai gwihe za gwad za. Ai, Dort sag ich gehen, ein Wallet an Ort, also. Wo kann Gorn da ist, aga. Wo da hoch, ja, kann da ein Zwiegen in Chick, wo kann ich auch in Dose, tollinnin agiehne rahne kote tat sanlai kun satsa te ai a tsijine ye chiksa a tsijine ye chiksa te ye kat opne ye chiksa ne ya ekat in ja khai sak ne le khiwre ne so yellat enait a ja de han za chana tsijine ye chiksa te khai ko ya айтле чанэр чэко чэнэр хин чэк чанэр ба халкана цагурахна чанэр халтэнэ кван хай чарвики халтэ халчи он тан жалхира ашики нэца ик аха жи хэр ане эс канан тал кхайт э хан кролен лети хан лети шэн тэ хай хо алдон жа гужэтэ тин чи та цахан чи тэтлан тэжэ ли гуня Это хайхо алдон чага. Тэ хайн кон хонэн нохэн нэхти. Оте шэжэ тихтэ. Янта та трак. Оте шэжэ хихтэ за шик эхо тя. Айца нэчи шэгот агдай. Шэгот агдай. Янчик инчи заэт эхваса чикчи. Это хайтэнчи шико эляза. Хайден чи гохэн тай. Дэхэ шэк я дон ча. Чя нэв рахня. А коне чи шэку та ак ца тиэн та кин та цай ханан куй цак чи. Этэ тат сан гохэ ля за дэн чи тэ хэт ли эн чи дэшэ эн. Чя нэв рахня. А ко ца Yen na he chit in any slita con na he canal tay. Hai ku teo gwan cha se ku ta ak te re. Lita chet tal zere. Ota ki ya yen. Ha cha ki ka ti za ai se ai dien chik in chi zay. Te hua ya chik te re. Hua ki hak zo o kwe te ne ki hi tal. Kwe te tat sak ne ki hi tal zere. Ki is a kecha ki chelikti in. Ki chelikti is a kwe tene ki hital, sakni tene ki hital. A konichi yentak in ta za hanan kwa trakta ira. Aja anishakere, chowoka at lizer, a chatuku kwit digit kincha, ne egar chatincha. Jenny shedai. A good side, Trinan Shetsa has she a Yenta the Taxic Eho, Tia Jania Janias are a good irriti hunt egger, Jukin, the Seguta actor Jati Insava Quintai, Catrinan and Rian Daiqua, Jukin and Quantire Yan Daiqua. Got a ritty hunt erre. Then she just and leads a tenat, I got some. Guantaktri yi za dinji shi za hai shi jia gunya. Hai tisa guan viru guantaktri gu de tanan chiki shi gu ka jia za de viru guantaktri gu nal dai. Dinja. One kid, you know, one young man.
Good story.
Well, he's born, you know, he's just a special kid, you know, special man amongst the group of peoples, you know. And he always predicted something, you know, ahead of time. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And he knows what's going to happen next week. And he was a very small kid anyway, maybe the age of 10 or something, or maybe 9 years old. And a lot of people around his groups, you know, they didn't know about him, but his parents know about him. Every time his parents listened to him, that he told his parents, tomorrow the people are going to kill moose or a bunch of caribou, and we're going to have a lot of food. And sometime tomorrow people are going to hunt, but they're not going to kill anything. So one time, you know, the group of people, well, he told his parents that tomorrow they're going to kill a bunch of caribou, big herds of caribou. It'll be enough for all the peoples. But one of those caribou will be mine, he said. And it'll be a fat one too. That's a special caribou. That's for me. They're going to kill that among the bunch of caribou. And I'm going to have it. Well, his parents knew. So the next morning, the people went out and they got a bunch of caribou. And then he started behind. When he got to the place, he looked around for the caribou, you know. He goes, well, all the caribou is already divided, you know. Maybe 2-3 caribou to each person. And when he got to the place, you know, he looked at the caribou and here and there, and he walked around. And finally, he came to his uncle. Uncle, you know, his sister, brother. And he looked at that caribou, and that's it. That's the caribou he's talking about. That's a his. And he told his uncle, you know, the caribou is mine. Since yesterday, you know, I know this caribou is mine. And his uncle said, no, this is mine. The people give it to me. We're divided the caribou and I have right to have it. And the kid says, that's mine from since yesterday. But his uncle won't give him this caribou, you know, so he started crying. He cried, walked around the people, and he cried for that caribou, you know, and he came back home anyway. And then all that night, he was crying. And then they bring back some of the caribou meat anyway, pack, before they're going to hold it tomorrow anyway. So the next morning, the people went out to hold caribou anyway. And when they got to the place, it's all covered with the snow, you know. All the caribou came to life and just run away. That's all. They see the track. That's the only thing they saw. Not even one piece of meat there. And then from that time, you know, every night he cried for that caribou. That caribou is supposed to be mine. And for that reason, you know, there will be a famine, you know. There'll be a starvation. You know. It's early in winter, too. So he knows that all the peoples will be starved to death in that winter. But every night he started crying for that. He cried for that caribou. And finally, he's talking about he's going to leave. He's going to leave the people. It's something like he's going to the moon. He told his parents that someday, some of these night, I'll go up to the moon. And then every night they keep him. They watch him, and when they sleep at night, the boys sleep between them. They keep him, you know, and they gotta bang it over, you know. So they keep him. But one night, one day, he said, "I think this night I'll leave. I'll leave your people." And that night, they keep him good, but they went to sleep, both of them, they went to sleep. And early in the morning, around 3 o'clock maybe, before broad daylight, well, they wake up, the boy's gone. Well, they remember what he said anyway, so they just got up. They saw the fireplace is still the fire there, and they got hole up there, you know, in the skin house, and where's the smoke go through? Well, they look at all over, but they can't find the dogs too, the boys, little dog. And then they look at the hole up there, and sure enough, the one side of his skin pants, caribou fur pants, is hanging up there. It's caught, you know. It's caught in the stick, you know. It's just torn off. It's just hanging up there in the hole. So they both went out, and they look at the moon. He's already up there. The picture is already up there. His dog was there, and the caribou front quarter he hold, you know, on the right side. He hold it like this, and the boy is up there with one side pants, you know. So, well, they came back, and they really weep, you know, night after night, you know. And then the people, they go out hunting every day, and they don't kill nothing. And starvation started, you know. It was cold weather too. And when they were traveling, you know, his mother and father was come behind. His father was go ahead, you know, behind the people. His mother was pulling sled, you know, with dogs, one dog. And finally, the sled is caught. It's caught something, you know, and just can't pull it ahead. And then finally he turned the sled over and see the bottom, the boy is in the bottom of the sled, hold the sled. And he tried to grab him, but he said, "Mother, you can't touch me because I already left. And you just can't touch me anyway, just stand there, I'll talk to you." Well, he told her, "The starvation is just now start. It'll be long winter too yet before the spring be here. I'll give you what to do anyway. I'm going to tell you what to do. Right now you have only caribou front quarter, part of a caribou front quarter in your sled. That's the only food you got now left. So I'll give you the direction anyway, how you can take care of that meat. Be sure and put it in the fine tanned caribou skin and rub it over and keep it that way every day. And every night, if you cook, you can cut some of it, maybe half of it, and you can eat all you want. And then put it back in the skin. And then the day after you can open it and it will be the same piece again. You can do that all winter. And then you can live. But all these people will be just died, you know. Starvation will be no food. So he disappeared again. Or probably maybe next week, same thing happened. He come behind people, you know, the sled is caught. He looked for his boy, the boy is under the sled. And the boy said, "This is the last time I'll visit you before the spring, forever. I'm going to leave right now, but every day you're going to see me in the moon for all the generation forever. But one thing I'm going to tell you is when the moon's eclipse, you know, each year, you have to watch. This will be the sign for the people that I'm going to make. And every time the sun eclipse, you know, when that moon, you know, the crescent of the moon, you know, it just falls backwards like this, you know, that means there will be lots of food next winter, you know, next year. So you watch, there will be plenty food for the people. But when the moon crescent, you know, is just bent over like this, you know, fall over like this, that means will be starvation. So be sure and watch that each year. So when I was kid, you know, my mother used to tell this story, you know, and every time, the moons fall back like this, you know, in the eclipse. They have a song for it, and I forgot the song. And they carry the pack, you know, packs of something, you know, and they just visit around, you know, visit around town like this, and they sing and everything because there'll be a plenty, you know, there'll be plenty of food next year. And I used to sing that when I was kids, you know. I go around and visit the peoples, you know, because it's a good sign for next year. Well, all right. Another way that the moons fall over like this, you know, then the people are look sad, you know. I myself, well, I don't say nothing anyway. I don't sing or just sad, you know, because next year will be tough. Well, that's the whole story of the men in the moon.